This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here we go again, rolling into another version of America Tonight, or at least another hour. Hope you're well out there for all her catchingness. Kate Delaney. Big news today as a Supreme Court justice is retiring. That's right, it's true. You didn't wake up and just hear this and it's fake news, it's real news. So President Donald Trump said on Wednesday he was honored that Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy was retiring now because he felt confident that he could make the right choice and carry his legacy. So it's going to be a battle. It'll be a battle between the conservatives and the more liberal members, or Democrats and Republicans. Wednesday's swing vote retirement sets up a historic election year struggle to replace him that would solidify most likely a more conservative court. So the former Ohio Secretary of State and senior Trump transition advisor Kenneth Blackwell said, not all presidents have the opportunity to engrave themselves in the sands of presidential history, but this president gets to. For Trump to add a second justice to the Supreme Court, Republicans either squeak the confirmation through before the midterm elections or hold them after. If they do that, Trump's legacy of steering American jurisprudence in the more conservative direction would be assured. It's going to make for interesting conversation. And I mentioned before several times the Republican candidates in November. And during the campaign, revving up the beast, the machine. And there are plenty of opportunities to do that. But Democratic leadership should really be hustling and jumping all over this, because they know it's tit for tat and how it goes, and this is their big way to break through and break into it. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is sending off a challenge, and at a bizarre time, when you have the critical 5-4 Supreme Court decision that they've demonstrated a few times in a few different ways. Wow. Crazy. Crazy to think of the Supreme Court nominees expanded to 25 names in November. There are jurists who believe in limited constitutional governance. So, Leonardo Leo, that's his real name. He is contributing most of the names on the White House's shortlist of potential Supreme Court nominees. And with such a big legacy on the line, the president has to nail this to gain any traction. They have to nail it. The former governor of Indiana is on the list, but I can't imagine he would clear that biggest of all hurdles. In fact, I would not be going on a sacred limb, because you could all stand here with me and hopefully it wouldn't crash in half, but chances are it would. But there are some openings here. There are openings for a conservative female judge. This opens up the floor to the original judges, if he's following the advice of a few others who are framing it up for him. But it is about that list, isn't it funny? It's all about getting on that list. Whoever's on the list at least has a shot. What direction they go, all of that is up in the air. Just that it'll take some sort of shape, because they have a certain amount of time for people to get used to it and hear the name and hear the name and hear the name and I guess hear the attacks and hear the or hear the praise or whatever it might be. And this is vital when you think of the midterm elections because you have a 28-year-old even. This is a great example. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who did a web video last month that went viral and struck a chord in New York City, where she beat 10-term Congressman Joe Crowley in Tuesday's Democratic primary. As she said on the screen, after 20 years of the same representation, we have to ask, who has New York been changing for? And she said, every day gets harder for working families like mine to get by. The rent gets higher. Healthcare covers less. Our income stays the same. It's clear these changes haven't been for us, and we deserve a champion. So how about that? And this is a guy who was potentially in line to succeed California Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi as the Democrats' leader next term. Wow. But Cortez ran on a platform promising paid family leave, Medicare for all, universal government jobs guarantees, demilitarize the police, abolish ICE, of course, Immigrations and Customs Enforcement Office. So this is very, very big. I mean, the district has definitely changed since Crowley's beginning and when he ran in 1998. But the figure and the drawing of what the district is a little bit different. And I'll be curious as to what the hurdles are for whatever name is bounced out. Wow. And Crowley spent $3.4 million, including $1 million since the beginning of May. $840,000. $840,000, my friends, for him to run and lose, went for advertising and direct mail polling. Wow. I mean, that's all you can say is, wow, what a difference in the money that was spent. What a difference. So now we'll see what happens. She had a few celebrity donors, Susan Sarandon, and some others who helped her. But will she seal the deal and crush it from here? I mean, who knows who comes out and votes? But it is stunning news, and it was stunning news on the heels of the Supreme Court justice decision to retire. So there are plenty of people who have opinions on this, and so many of you sent me emails, including Jack, who says, Kate, what an abomination, what's happening in the United States and how things are tilting in one direction. Is that true? Hang with us, everybody. I'll meet you on the other side of the fence.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Coming up here on America Tonight, Dawn Zier, CEO of Nutrisystem, stops by. And Joe Calloway, brilliant business speaker who wrote a really well-known book. I'm going to let you hear me ask him about it, and you can figure out if you know Joe Calloway. But someone I really, 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 really definitely respect. A lot of people felt that way about Kennedy. The people who worked with him in different clerical roles, even in the point of view of being on the court and how he treated the people around him from just that perspective, not how he vote decisions and, you know, if he was the writer and et cetera, but more just him as a person. It was interesting to look at some of that. And I don't know, it's not necessarily surprising because I had heard that certainly before. So the big buzz across the land, and you listening to me now, you know it is the Senate nominee. Who's that going to be? Not the Senate nominee. Who's going to be the Supreme Court Justice nominee? And the president makes that choice. And that's a big one. So the thought is that the Dems are going to pay if they don't block Trump's appointment. Chris Matthews was all over MSNBC. I could hear it from the other room on Hardball, warning the Democratic leadership they'll have hell to pay with voters if the party fails to block Trump's pick to replace Supreme Court Justice Kennedy. He said that's because Senate Republicans, led by Mitch McConnell, refused to even meet with the former President Barack Obama's pick to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Democrats have done everything in their power to stop Trump's pick from being confirmed. So, big. The Supreme Court had 8 justices until Trump took office and nominated Gorsuch. Remember Gorsuch? Neil Gorsuch? Gorsuch. Easy to say, huh? Gorsuch. And 4 months away from an election? Should there be consideration of a Supreme Court nominee until the people have a say in the leadership? I don't know. It's actually an interesting tweet and something to consider, I think. While that's happening, there are people that are being targeted, being harassed, who work in the so-called front office. The list of those who have been publicly harassed is getting much longer. Maxine Waters urged activists to continue hounding Trump cabinet members whenever and wherever they could. Calls from the congresswoman for constituents to confront officials just pushed people right over the edge and perhaps into some really choppy water. And why is it choppy, for goodness sake? It's choppy because of the politics of the moment is why it's choppy. It's very choppy. I think the biggest one still is Sarah Sanders going to the Red Hen in Lexington, Virginia, and creating such a big furor that they asked her to leave because of the protests. Wow. Demonstrating outside, then it's so distracting, asking her to leave, and that made huge news. And then people like Stephen Miller, who was the architect of the latest immigration policy, there were definitely people that were coming after him. And the list continues to grow. I can tell you this, the people that should be on it should just get on it. Because certainly the one thing it'll do is ease some people's minds, but it's not going to be a make or break scenario for most people. It just won't be. This was a surpriser to me. Hundreds of fans were outside of a public memorial in a hockey arena for the young rapper Triple X Tadashawn, and thousands more were expected to view the body of the young singer who was murdered. About 1,000 people came out, though, to the BT&T Center arena set up with 19 people showing their respects. Phones and electronic devices weren't allowed in, so people didn't get that kind of a shot, but they got a shot of people mourning or people participating in the ceremony. It's very interactive, if that makes sense. Sounds odd, but I can't come up with another word. Ant-Man and the Wasp. Anybody see the Wasp? Anybody get stunned by the Wasp? Oof, I got stung one time by a wasp. I have no idea to this day how it happened, and it scared me. My hand was so swollen, I stuck it in a big thing of ice right away. Oh, it was awful. But certainly, that Ant-Man leads us to think about other successful franchises like Captain America Civil War and some others. And a lot of the same people showed up for this one. Of course, Paul Rudd is the major character. And he was supposed to be on house arrest for 2 years. And he invented a few things because he had a little time on his hands. Sorry. He had some time on his hands. So he was able to come up with that. And boy, there would be plenty of material. Let's put it that way. Plenty of material to go through. Plenty. Modern Family star Sofia Vergara, I think is how you say her name. I don't even know if I'm saying it correctly. But she has taken her ex-fiancé, Nick Loeb, to court. What could possibly go wrong in paradise? They won control, both of them, of the two human embryos they created back in 2013. Ooh. Loeb first looked back, or took his ex to court for the matter back in 2014 in California, but established a trust for the embryos in a pro-life state of Louisiana, where they could then go after Sophia. And even the local press, NOLA.com, according to them, Vergara removed the suit from Jefferson's 24th District Court and persuaded a judge to dismiss it because she was not subject to personal jurisdiction in November. Why am I not even surprised by that story? I'm not surprised. And she looks, here's the thing, the frozen embryos meant they could skip a step and also meant that she wouldn't have to carry the child given the age, etc. But maybe now the timing is perfect. Maybe not. Not since the Louisiana Purchase have two people grinded it out quite as much. Not quite as much. So the female judge expected to be back in court on July 11th. Where will we go with this story? Huge, huge implications. Coming up, on America Tonight, some incredible guests you don't want to miss. Put up your feet, enjoy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. The FBI stops a terrorist attack planned for the 4th of July in Cleveland, Ohio.
We're here today to announce the arrest of Demetrius Nathaniel Pitts.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Stephen Anthony says the agency receiving tips, Pitts making statements supporting Al-Qaeda. Investigators also finding disturbing posts on social media. On Facebook, he calls on Muslims to start training every day to know how to shoot guns and throw hand grenades.
The FBI received reporting that Pitts was making statements espousing his support for Al-Qaeda.
U.S. Attorney Justin Herdman says Pitts spotted doing surveillance in downtown Cleveland, reportedly looking for locations to park a van loaded with explosives.
This defendant was walking around downtown Cleveland, conducting reconnaissance on what he thought was a large-scale attack planned for the 4th of July.
Pitts facing up to 20 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Boy, what a great guest we have today here on the show on ATN. Mary Fatterin joins us, and she's the author of a book that's my favorite genre of book, contemporary romance. The book is The Lovable Resident. Mary, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. Very, very honored.
Let's talk about, and you know, some people for kind of a shortcut, they call it chick lit. And my whole life, my mother, who was actually partially an academic, had such a love of chick lit or contemporary romance. And so I grew up with it, and I find it fascinating in pulling stories together and coming up with a novel and what the inspiration is. And what was the overall inspiration for you, and what made you write this book?
Well, that's a good question. This book was actually something that came out of an exercise from my creative writing class. We each had to pick out a starter type of an idea from this book that we had as a textbook. And we had to, for me, my assignment was to write about a man or a woman character who is a lovable character, but he does something really dastardly. And so I just spun this story and had the first chapter already written out, and I gave it to the people in my class, and they all liked it. They liked the idea about Mike Oates, you know, being so wealthy and good-looking and having any girl he ever wants. And, you know, he drove a really fast car, beautiful. I mean, everything about him was just ideal, you know. And yet he does something really, really dastardly. And somebody in my class had commented that, you know, we need this kind of person in school or college. You know, he's sort of like the big man on campus. So why I thought that I was hitting a nerve as far as people really liking the idea and wanting to know what happens to him and how he deals with this thing that he's done. So there's a whole bunch of story plot twists, and you know, that's how he started. I kind of modeled him after some people I might have known in the past, but basically it's fiction, so that's how it was. That's how it started.
And, you know, they talk about, too, when you write and writing this novel, you write about what you know about. So you talk about the hero, Mike Oates, the up-and-coming surgeon, a resident surgeon in a very well-known hospital. And your background as a writer, author, blogger, you got a PhD in pharmacology, so you know this area. You were a research scientist. This probably is a little bit comfortable for you, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, you know, I'm a real, before I even went into grad school, I loved all those medical shows, you know, like Marcus Welby and ER and everybody like that. So, and I used to work at a hospital. I was a pharmacy tech for a couple of years. And, you know, when somebody would code, they would all rush into their room of the patient, you know, and they all try to resuscitate him and everything. And so there's a scene there that has that kind of detail. And so in the pharmacology, I learned a lot about medicine, and I got to go to classes with some medical students, depending on, you know, what class it was. But I remember all those days when I basically was in science and research. So, and then I also worked at Yale for a couple of years. So I was sort of familiar with the place, and I used to live in New York, so I was familiar with New York. So I kind of took out a lot of the ambiance and the atmosphere of all the different scenes there from there. And then I also went from the Midwest, so Mike Oates is from the Midwest. So we all kind of got together and blended real well for the story.
And in putting the theme, the characters, their interactions together, was that a fun process?
Yes, it was. I like dialogue. I don't like straight dialogue. I like to give some kind of a nuance to what people are saying in a scene. I enjoy the interaction between my characters. I like to have characters that are strong and memorable, and they have a way of kind of making a truth come to life, you know, that kind of thing. So Mike Oates gets involved with Lauren Moore, who's a very strong woman, and she's a lawyer, and she used to be a childhood friend. So there's a whole bunch of background between them, and yet somehow this whole problem that he has now, this very deep hole he gets himself into, he has to reach out for her to help him out. So I really enjoy that. I really enjoy putting together these dialogues and scenes.
And you can tell by reading the book, Mary Fatterin is with us, and her book is The Lovable Resident, and it is a contemporary romance. How long did it take you to pull the book together, Mary?
Well, about a year and a half, because there was some times when I really kind of had to put it away and deal with, you know, real life things like working 9 to 5 or, you know, dealing with other things like school, because I am going to graduate school at this time, and I have been since 2016. So I had to put it away for a little while, and then I work on it again. And then I finally found somebody who said that, you know, they'd like to publish it for me. And so that kind of gave me the push to really finish it. And I remember the day that I was writing most of the chapters that were going to be ending up, you know, I gave them the first half, and then I was working on the last half of the book, and I was really tired out. It was a marathon writing time, so, but that's how long it took. I mean, if you were to think about it, not all writers write every day, and for me, I don't write every day. I kind of let it sort of simmer through my mind and see where the plot might go, and I have like a little bit of an idea what it's going to be like and what the ending will be like, but I like to just kind of take a seat back and think about it a little bit.
So once you finished it and it was all pulled together, what was that feeling like?
I really thought it was a great feeling. It was my first novel. It was sort of hard for me to imagine that I would ever write a novel, and then here it was, it's been published. And, you know, I mean, I worked in a lot of different areas of work experience in my life, and just started writing in 2015 or 2016 and for Sirius, and then I quit my job in August and became a full-time writer. So I really wanted to just make this work, and it was a very great feeling.
Yeah, and again, the story is fantastic, and the book is The Lovable Resident. It's contemporary romance. I think anybody can read this. Mary Fatterin is our guest, of course, and we're talking about pulling it together and the story. And did you ever get to a point while you were writing this? And I think it's kind of neat. I've had writer friends who have written more than I have, and they say that the character sometimes takes on its own direction. Did you feel like that was happening as you were developing the storylines?
Yes, actually. I started to think that these characters had their own ideas about what they wanted to say. It seemed like that was happening. And, in fact, my professor at the graduate school that I'm attending, she has been very helpful about putting things there that giving me ideas about how to make the scene better and everything. But she told me, you know, you have to ask yourself, why did you write this book now, and what are the characters trying to tell you? And that was the most interesting question she asked me, because it was almost like, you know, you have to actually listen to these characters when you start writing what they're saying and understand who they are. And, you know, there was another class I took, which was given by the Midwestern Writers Organization here in Indiana. But the woman who gave a little class online, she said that for each character, you have to have a through line, which is something that the acting profession has in what they do with their own character sketches. You have to give them a motivation. You have to give them a way to deal with what's going to happen to them. And I spent a lot of time writing about each character that was even to the most minute or minor character, you know. And I think it really helped a lot.
I love that. What's their motivation? That's perfect for everybody that's listening to us out there in this conversation about how do you pull it together, and you go from a writing class to this. So how, Mary, where can people get your book? How do they get your book?
Well, there are Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com, and they're also available in booksellers and brick-and-mortar stores everywhere in the world. I believe my new publisher is actually, we launched it not too long ago, so it has a new cover. So I believe this is available everywhere.
Nice. All right, so pick it up. The Lovable Resident, Mary Fatterin, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Boy, I'm so excited, Greg. This time around, we're diving into something that's really close to my heart, to be honest. Jeff Cathy joins us. He's a senior military affairs executive for Bank of America and a former Navy captain. I'm married to an ex-Navy guy, so I know what that's like. And it's interesting because what we're going to talk about with Jeff is so, so significant. According to a study published, Greg, in 2017 by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, when you look at the veterans, they are twice as likely to be self-employed compared to non-veterans. This does not surprise me. So, Jeff, first of all, welcome. And do you think this stat is really widely known by veterans themselves?
Hey, Greg. Nice to meet with you today. And I think it is. You know, there's about, we know that about 180 to 200,000 service members leave the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force, and the Marines every year. And as they do, formally, they go through a transition assistance program in their individual services, and about 10% of them raise their hand and say, I want to start my own business. I want to get in there and run a franchise or start my own business, and I'm very interested in receiving an initial primer on what that is all about. What are the resources out there? What are the barriers are there to either help me or hinder me and going forth with my efforts? So it's a strong cohort that's interested in it, and the services have set that up to kind of segregate them off to the side and say, okay, if you're interested in starting your own business, come over here and we'll start talking about business plans and marketing plans and so forth.
So, Jeff, you're a former Navy captain. You're now the senior military affairs executive for Bank of America. And, I mean, this is really what you focus on every day. I'm wondering, looking back on your past as a Navy captain and now interacting with these veteran entrepreneurs every day, are there certain things that draw people to military service that then lead them to become great entrepreneurs? Are there things that happen in the training or in the course of their years of service that make them great at being entrepreneurs? Can you kind of see it as a whole or as a whole process for them?
Greg, I would say that those who want to come out and start their own business really probably want to control their own destiny. You know, and maybe in some ways quit taking orders and start giving them, right? And, they're going to be successful. I mean, you know, employers are looking for talent, work ethic, and attitude. And 70% nationwide survey of companies are looking for primarily work ethic and attitude. And so I think the ones who raise their hand and want to start their own company, that work ethic will transfer over. Up to them to keep the attitude on, because there's going to be starts and stutters and so forth. And then the talent portion of it, that's the neat part, where, you know, that they're going to be intellectually curious. They're going to have to go and start a new mission, and they're going to have to learn all this stuff, from the business plan to the marketing plan to the, you know, how to raise capital and so forth. So I just see them as, they fought for this country, and now they can, you know, maybe own part of it or run a piece of it. I think they don't lack confidence. You know, I think they've had a ton of responsibility in the service. They've had many of them global exposure. They've worked in diverse environments. They've done some crisis action planning, and they've made some decision making at a high rate of speed. So I think they can jump right into it. Some that we talk to are very interested in coming back, maybe even to their hometown, into the community, and helping their own reintegration efforts in that respect.
Jeff, I referenced this in the beginning because of my own family. I saw this, and I talked about this study that was published in 2017 by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. And in that study, they also found that self-employed veterans demonstrated higher levels of gratitude, community integration, and altruistic service to others. I'm not surprised by that because of what I've seen. Can you talk about how supporting veteran entrepreneurs and encouraging other vets to become entrepreneurs and, you know, small business owners also brings great benefits to the community at large?
It does, Kay. You know, to get out there and, you know, there's less than 1% of Americans that are putting the uniform on. And so they are highly trained. They're very specialized. Their operational tempo is high. They deploy a lot. And, you know, Americans, you know, nationally and in the local communities want to support the troops, so to speak, but they can't find them. And so, you know, they're just gone. And to be able to come back and self-socialize and to start up your own initiative, your own company, and get rid of the natural tendency towards isolation, whether you're on a military installation or you're on a MAC flight going overseas, or you're on the ground forward deployed in South Korea or Germany, or you're in a combat zone. That isolation has just really got to be peeled back, and to start your own company and to put a sign up on the window and, as an LLC or a C Corp or whatever it is that you're doing, it kind of demystifies the whole thing. And I think, you know, so many of the veterans, they're community integrators. They're going to be community, they're going to be contributors, and they want to get in there, whether it's on the Little League field, at the church, any kind of, associations, to include in the business community.
We're talking with Jeff Caffey. He's the senior military affairs executive for Bank of America. He's a former Navy captain. And we're talking, well, clearly July 4th, Independence Day, is right around the corner here, which is one of the reasons we're talking. We're also just talking about how and why veterans become so great at being small business owners and entrepreneurs. And one of the things I want to ask you, Jeff, is what are some of the challenges that veterans face? And when I Googled this, I actually came up with the term vetrapreneurship. So there's clearly a movement here, but what are some of the challenges that veterans face in starting a small business or continuing to run one? And what kinds of programs are out there? For instance, I know that B of A just launched a program to help military veteran entrepreneurs.
We did, and it's exciting. And let me just table that for a second, Greg. But I would say, you know, the barriers are access to capital. Really, where are the dollars, number one? And number two, I think, you know, inside the military, we have appropriated dollars from the taxpayers through the Congress. And that's how – and so it's a budgeteering sort of exercise, large budgets, and but the – it's different than the raising of capital and the generation of revenue. And so that is something that the veterpreneur has to sort of learn. And then also how to manage expenses and how to borrow money, and to grow that business. So I think those are the barriers. And then, you know, that business acumen part, now it's, okay, I got to develop a business plan. I've got to have this, you know, I got to know my marketing plan and who's the competitors? Who else is already out there? Maybe this market in Des Moines, Iowa is, you know, saturated or oversaturated in, you know, trying to do mobile automobile detailing or dog grooming or whatever it is. So those are the things that are out there. And then, as I said, it's, you know, the access to capital is the big one. So if they come to most banks, you know, they leave the Army on Friday and want to start their business on Monday and they walk into the bank, they're just not bankable. And so a lot of them will go over to other sources of capital or maybe even a credit card and pay pretty high rates to borrow that money. And sometimes that could be crushing and put them out of business before they even start. So Bank of America on 8th of June announced a $20 million veteran entrepreneur lending program, whereby the nonprofit lending arm of the company and some community development financial institutions, CDFIs, are out there. And we funded five of them over seven states, Texas, Colorado, Oklahoma, California, New York, and both Carolinas. And to it's a real solution at about an 8% plus or minus 8% type of lending for the veteran. And so, you know, it's, we lend at about 0-1% to those CDFIs who turn around and lend to the business owner once they vet them and look at their, you know, their credit scores and their business plan and all that that we mentioned. And they can, that you can start at 8%. It opens the door. It gets them at, you know, at their, meet their financial needs for, the capital up front and, off they go. So we're very excited about that CDFI program called Veteran Entrepreneur Leadership, Lending Program. $20 million over those five CDFIs and it's just started and we're very excited about it.
So, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And we there's so much to talk about that we'd love to have you on for another segment. Can you join us for another segment?
I very much look forward to it. It's been a pleasure.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.